It's Friday, April 24th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. After a few days of confusion, President Trump has signed a proclamation suspending immigration over the next 60 days. While the president made it seem like it would block many from coming in, the order includes broad exemptions for several categories of foreign workers and employers. Molly O'Toole, immigration and security reporter at the LA Times, joins us for what's in the proclamation. Thanks for joining us, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to follow up on the president's order on immigration. He's going to be suspending immigration for 60 days, although it's not exactly the first order that he was kind of talking about a few days ago. There's a little bit of a scramble, as usually is the case with immigration orders or other orders from the president. He'll say something and then his aides have to scramble and actually go and write some of these things. So with this one, he said, you know, he was going to shut off applications for permanent residence, things like that. But it didn't all come together that way. Molly, what do we know about what is actually in this new immigration order?
So originally on Monday night, Trump sparked a lot of confusion that his own aides scrambling at Homeland Security and elsewhere when he said he was going to issue an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. So that sounds pretty sweeping. It sounds pretty broad. It sounds like a more or less like a complete shutdown for immigration in the U.S. And we know the administration, that's a long held goal of theirs, the stated goal of theirs. The president campaigned on it. So it set people scrambling. And then on Tuesday, the president said, when he described the order that was coming, he said, oh, it's going to be restricting legal permanent residence, which most people know as green cards. Set people scrambling again, because was it going to apply to people already inside the United States, only outside the United States? How is this going to work? It would still be impacting a lot of people. It's over a million green cards, for example, legal permanent residency that was obtained in fiscal 2019. But in the end, on Wednesday, just yesterday, it feels like 10 years, the president issued a proclamation, not an executive order, and there is a legal distinction there. And rather than this sweeping suspension of all immigration that he seems to describe, it actually only restricts entry to the United States for 60 days and for people seeking green cards from out the United States. If they are not the children under the age of 21 or spouses of U.S. citizens in the United States. And there are all sorts of other carve-outs, which I can get into, but broadly, it excludes large categories of foreign workers or even foreign employers, such as investors, along with their spouses and children under the age of 21, who really make up the largest number of people who would be coming in to work. And that was the motivation that was described by the White House. The reasoning for this proclamation was to essentially eliminate competition for Americans who've lost their jobs or who are out of work because of the economic shutdown intended to help staunch the spread of coronavirus. So there are really big carve-outs, is the long and short of it, to this proclamation.
Now, does making this a proclamation versus an executive order shield it from some type of legal challenges?
It could shield it from some, but then also create openings in other ways. And that's more of a question for a lawyer, and I'm not one. But the distinction of executive order and proclamation, there is a legal distinction there. And another thing that's important to note is while this is for 60 days, some of the carve-outs even could potentially open up the administration to certain lawsuits. And lawyers who were familiar with the order and read the order suggested to us, this is one law professor at UCLA, that the president's own comments and some of the confusion around the way, the lack of interagency coordination, apparently that some of the legal review of the text didn't take place until after the president had already announced that the order was going to happen. All of this could potentially open up the administration to legal challenges, because the authority that they cited for this proclamation, for taking these steps to restrict some immigration from outside the U.S., it's the same authority on which they relied for the travel ban. And while the Supreme Court ultimately held up a version of the travel ban, the administration basically is relying on this authority to say that this group of people doesn't serve the national interest. And so when you have the president on the record, is what one professor suggested to us, not talking about national security at all, and not really talking about public health, which is the emergency that they're sort of invoking in order to do this. He's talking about jobs. that potentially opens them up, because this professor suggests that that's far beyond what Congress intended when it abdicated some of this authority to the executive.
He's made no bones about it. He said specifically, this is about jobs. We don't want immigrants getting these jobs ahead of Americans when the economy starts reopening again. But you can see it right in the order, you know, right away, farm workers, these guest workers, things like that, that are vital to the country reopening. He gave this to the business leaders, basically, who rely on these people to come in and work for them. So yes, as you mentioned at the very beginning, very confusing time. It sounds like all immigration is going to be shut down, but then you drill into it once they finally put it all together. That's not really what happened. All these temporary foreign workers, everything that are vital to us, those people are still going to be allowed to come in.
I should note, it's not as if this does nothing. It just doesn't do what they said it would do, how they presented it. And the fact that the Trump 2020 campaign sent out information about this order before any other part of the administration did, and we had gotten any information from Homeland Security or the White House, really speaks volumes that to some extent this was about messaging. But some expert analysts suggest that if this were to stay in place for a year, for example, we don't know that that's the case. Right now it's 60 days, although there are indications it could last much longer. It would block about 350,000 people. The administration itself has acknowledged that with all sorts of travel restrictions from all around the world, and many of the agencies of the federal government, the U.S. government that would be processing these visas, the State Department, USCIS, many of those services are shut down. They acknowledge they don't even know how many people this would potentially block, because basically no one is really trying to come right now anyway.
Right.
But the administration estimated that, you know, it could be maybe 400,000 people. It creates a lot of angst for families, U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents in the United States that were trying to reunite with, oh, I don't know, say their 22-year-old child and not their 21-year-old child, their parents. It certainly does have a broad impact. But it definitely does not do what they initially said it would do. And it's really difficult to follow the logic of how this would actually help American workers when many of the foreign worker categories are not included in this. And the employment-based green cards, actually, they have to prove as part of that process that they essentially have to do a labor market check that shows that they're not taking a job from a qualified U.S. national anyway. So it's unclear what the economic impact of this actually would be, how in the short term, especially in the next 60 days, how it would help American workers.
Molly O'Toole, immigration and security reporter at the LA Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.